When you beat your arch rival in your senior year, you feel relief. You also get bragging rights for, well, the rest of your life. Melcher Dallas's Blaze Cooper had that feeling when he and the Saints beat Twin Cedars last week in a wild 60-56 victory.
Walking off the field was just relief because not only did this game mean a lot to the town, but it just meant a lot to us seniors because we were 3-0 in homecoming and we just really wanted to beat our rivals on our very last homecoming and finish off 4-0. So coming off the field, all I just felt was happiness and relief.
By the way, Cooper's personal record against Twin Cedars is 2-2, also winning in his junior year. First-year Saints coach Bart Elliott says Cooper bought into the new system that was put in this season and simply went to work.
He just pushed himself all the time. They weren't used to doing some of the things that we started doing in camp and in practice, and we're practicing longer and practicing harder than I guess they were used to. And you know, he never complained. He pushed himself, and he's not a very vocal kid, so he doesn't necessarily speak up and lead by his words, but he definitely leads by his actions and what he does on the field during drills, during teamwork, and during conditioning. So I definitely say his effort and his attitude.
Now, those are the intangibles Cooper brings to the Melcher Dallas table. But here's the cold, hard facts. Blaze Cooper has 17 receptions for 188 yards and 5 touchdowns.
He's going to drop back to pass. He's looking for Cooper. He throws it up. Cooper brings it down. He goes up over the corner one more time and drags that ball down. That was all Cooper. A great play high-pointing that ball. His corner didn't get turned around. Cooper did.
He is second on the team in scoring with 32 points, and he is good on defense with 15 tackles, 12 solo, has an interception, plus he has returned 4 kickoffs for a total of 32 yards. Elliott says some of the best qualities about Cooper is his aggressiveness and those all-important yak yardage plays.
Just look at him from a physical standpoint, just his stature. He's, you know, 6'4". Not great speed, but he's got decent speed where he can run and make plays, and he did a great job of using the stiff arm to get yards after the catch. Were huge for him this past Friday against Twin Cedars. But just his physical ability to run, and he's done a great job of attacking the ball and being aggressive to make plays and go catch the ball. Just, you can have a tall guy, but if he's not aggressive and not going to the ball, you know, it doesn't really matter. But he's done a great job wherever the ball's at. He's going to get it, and he wants it, and he showed that last Friday night.
Bart Elliott is confident about his 6'4" wideout, and Cooper has that confident attitude as well.
I could catch a pass over anyone in our district, I feel personally. So I just trying to stay confident, just do my job, and I believed in my offensive lineman to one block for the quarterback and my quarterback to throw the ball to me. So as long as I just stayed confident in my job, I knew we would get the win.
Cooper adds, with Coach Elliott's arrival at Melcher Dallas, the sky's the limit for the Saints program.
Just in this year alone, I have become a better football player than I had the past previous 3 years. I feel like he's starting to pull this program a lot more together. We're going in the right direction. And I feel like if we get a win here on Friday night, we're in a good spot to make it to state.
Cooper is involved in other sports at Melcher Dallas and does well in those. Last season on the basketball court, he averaged 11.5 points per game, shooting just over 46% from the field, and grabbed 156 rebounds. In baseball this past summer, Cooper batted .284 for the Saints, which was second best on the team. If Blaze Cooper can keep doing things like this...
Fires up towards the big man. Cooper gets to the ball! He beats the corner to it, makes the catch. A beautiful adjustment midair. That was a nice throw, but Cooper went and made that touchdown happen.
Melcher Dallas will have a shot in its game tonight against District 5 co-leader AGWSR. Blaze Cooper, our A-Series Week 4 Player of the Week, engineered by Pioneer. For Tyson Strayer, I'm Derek Cardwell. Football Friday nights on KNIA KRLS.